this right now. You know, you don't have to look at me because I'm just trying to contain myself so I can speak effectively to y'all without showing out. Amen. Oh, that's all right. God is good. When I think about the goodness of God, or when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries. My soul bears witness with the Holy Ghost that God is real. I want to give honor and praise to our pastor in his absence, and First Lady Sheila Ware, Pastor Maxwell Ware, and Lady Sheila Ware in their absence, and I thank him for allowing me an opportunity to speak to y'all briefly. I'm not going to be very long, and I'm going to try to be obedient to Rose because she says, don't you get up there and jump all around, you know. She said, don't do that. Oh, but when I think about how good God has been to me, it's kind of hard for me to just stand here and contain, that's right, contain myself and speak to you all what God has given me to give you. Because I like to worship God. It's a great thing to be able to praise him. And the thing about it is when you truly worship God, it's not you. You're not too concerned with how you looked. I don't care about what you think. I don't care about what you say after you leave. But when you truly worship God, you come out of yourself. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I literally leave myself and I begin to praise him. That's just me. I don't know about anybody else. And I begin to worship God and thank him for every good thing that he's done. Because it's because of him and his goodness that I'm able to stand before you today and deliver a message. And whether I stand before you for 10 days or 50 years is because of God. But I just want to share this with you after we pray. I just want to share a few thoughts with you just to give you something to hopefully carry with you. I should have just not said anything and should not have even worshiped. Then I wouldn't be up here sniffling like this. Yeah, I should have just sat there and not did anything. But that's all right, too. I want to share out of the book of 1 Corinthians. Just turn there. We're going to pray. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I got a whole box of stuff up here, which I'm planning on using, I guess. First Corinthians, you all are very familiar with that chapter. We're going to pray, too, before I read it. But you're familiar with that. I know you are. I think it's, 15th chapter. 14 talks about the gifts of speaking in tongues. Man, 15 is a beauty. Oh, my God. Paul says, let me address something with you. This is what we're looking for. This is what we're worshiping for. This is why we're here, because God has given us a better place, better foundation. I'll share that with you just a moment. Let's pray, y'all. Pray with me. Pray for me. Father, we bless your holy name, for you alone are God. There is none like you. There's none as loving as you are. There's none as kind as you are. There's none as wise as you are. There's none as graceful as you are, as merciful as you are unto us. And for that, dear God, we thank you so much. We pray, oh God, that you would bless now each and every one of us. Keep us in your care. Let no hurt or harm, danger come to us. God, strengthen us in every way and help us to stand up, Lord God, where we are leaning. God, I pray now in the name of Jesus that you will speak to us collectively and individually, that we might understand what you are trying to tell us and where you're trying to lead us. And Lord God, understand what you have in store for us. Make it come alive. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the first chapter of the book of Corinthians, 15th chapter, if I make a mistake, I don't know if you want to credit it to my age or I don't know. 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians. Around the 58th verse is where I would like for us to focus. When you have it, just wave your hand. Amen. Paul writes this. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain, be ye steadfast. Can I take this? Unmovable. Always abounding in the works of the Lord. Therefore, you know that your labor is not in vain. Paul writes that after laying out a profound lesson of sort in that chapter regarding the resurrection of those who are in Christ Jesus. And he lays it out very well. That entire chapter speaks about the resurrection. He talks about what it is to be resurrected and what type of body we shall come back with. He tells us that what's planted in the ground is not what comes up. Amen. He says if you plant, a certain seed in the ground of a certain type of tree, that seed is not what's going to come out the ground, but that tree. So in the same way, he says that when we leave this world, what we see now is not what's going to come. That's enough to make you shout. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes my back hurt, and sometimes I don't walk straight, and sometimes I don't talk straight, sometimes I don't think straight, but amen, sometimes I'm sick, and sometimes I'm up, and sometimes I'm down. But I know this is just for a while. But he talks about that, and he makes it plain and helps the church to understand, and he alleviates any misconception of what's going to take place. But after Paul finishes up telling them to don't worry about what's going to happen, and this is what's going to take place, this is the transformation process that most of us don't like to talk about. There is a transformation process. That's why it's so important to be in Christ Jesus, because in Christ Jesus, the transformation takes place if you're in Jesus. I'm not the same anymore. I'm not like I used to be. Now, I do have some characteristics that are probably not the best, but I've been changed. I've been changed
for all eternity. So what you see now is not what you will see, of what shall be seen. Paul says this, and he tells the church, and he urges the church, you all, y'all been changed. You've been made right with Christ Jesus. People say, well, you know, I still think some of the same thoughts. I still go through some of the same things. I still have some problems. I have some ups and I have some downs. Amen. Amen. I still ache sometime. I get sick sometime. I don't know if I'm going to make it sometime. I don't feel change. Oh, my. Matter of fact, if you look at me, I look rough. I don't look brand new. People say I look brand new. I don't look brand new. I don't feel brand new. I feel rough and I look rough. Amen. But I know for sure, and I'm believing what God has told me, that I've been changed. I've been made brand new. I'm going through a process right now, a transformation process. The Bible says that when I've been tried in the fire, I shall come forth as... not going to be the same. So Paul says, I want you to understand this. And here's what I want you to do. He says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. Three points from this particular passage of Scripture. And they're in the Scripture, being steadfast. Abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that what you do for the Lord, your labor, will not be in vain. So when he talks about being steadfast, you probably have in your mind what it means to be steadfast. Does that mean coming to church every Sunday? Does that mean praying every morning? Does that mean, you know, getting on the prayer line every morning? Does that mean coming to Bible study on Tuesday nights? Every Tuesday? Is that steadfastness? He simply means that no matter what comes in your life, that you trust in God. That you don't let it shake your faith. You don't let it turn you. No matter how high you get, be steadfast, holding on to God. No matter how low you go, be steadfast, hold on to God. No matter who likes you, be steadfast. No matter who does not like you, be steadfast, hold on to God. I'm steadfast. My father has gone on to be with the Lord. That took a lot out of me, but I held on to God. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. When my mother left, oh, my Lord, that really hit me. Because wasn't nobody like Mom. I'm the baby, my mother's baby, still 55 years old. That type of stuff will take you out. But I held on to God, steadfast. Before I got here, I don't know how many years ago, went through a divorce. So yeah, I've been married before. People said, well, you must have messed up. No, I did not. Amen. I wasn't even preaching it. I didn't mess up. She left me. Walked out. But guess what? I was steadfast. Took all my clothes, all my music, and all my material things. But guess what? I was steadfast. I held on to God. I prayed to God. I trusted in God. I believed in God. And God built me up. Paul says, when all these things begin to happen, you have to be steadfast, unmovable. Don't let anything shake you. I don't care how high you get or how low you go. Hold on to God. That's what he's trying to see. Are you going to trust me in this life? Are you going to hold on to me in this life? Are you not going to give up on me in this life? Are you going to stay with me in this life? Come what may, are you going to be steadfast? If I get sick, are you going to trust me? If I'm well, are you going to trust me? Steadfast. Unmovable. People at work might not like you. You're working and you're a Christian. And it's not because of something you said or done, but it's because of who you are. Are you going to be steadfast? Unmovable. Unmovable. I'm still going to trust God. I don't care what y'all say about me. I don't care if y'all don't like me. It don't matter. Put me up out of here. Don't matter to me. I'm going to be all right. I've been put out before. I'm steadfast. I'm serious about that. I am. Nah. I might be up, I might be down, but I'm steadfast, unmovable. You ain't going to make me doubt God. I don't care what I'm going through. When I had a stroke, I couldn't say nothing else. But guess what? I began to call on the name of Jesus, and I couldn't hardly speak. I'm steadfast. I know I've been bad, but I still call on Jesus. Not so well, but I still call on Jesus. I was steadfast. Ask Rose, and she'll tell you that she drove me to the hospital. I'm speaking in tongues. Are you all right? You okay? Jesus, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, that's what it says. Paul says this, I want you to abound, I want you to always abound, not sometimes, but always. Abound simply means to produce, amen, to continue, to in the works, that's what he said. Don't care what I'm going through, I'm abounding in God's work. I'm about the work of the Lord. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor. It doesn't matter if you're a teacher. But if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, continue to do what God would have you to do. Continue to trust in him. Continue to hold on to him. Be steadfast. In that particular passage of scripture, that chapter, that entire chapter, man, he preaches. Paul tells us, he says, listen, y'all. What you see now is not what's going to be seen. The frailty of it. I might look the same, but I won't be frail. I might talk the same, but I won't stammer or stutter. There's not going to be any impediments in me. Old folks, you said when I was a little boy, I looked at my head and they looked new, looked at my feet, they did too. That's the truth. And he tells them, trust in God. Believe in God. Hope in God. Be steadfast. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, Always abounded in the work of the Lord. Listen to that. Always abounded in the work of the Lord. Always be about God's business. Always thinking about God. Always praying about God. Always doing things that God would have me to do. Always abounded in the work of the Lord. I know you get tired sometimes, but don't worry about it. Keep on abounding. I know you want to give up sometime, but just keep on abounding. I know things don't go your way, but just keep on working. I know you might get tired and you might get confused, but keep on working. You see, always about it. That's what we're about, y'all. Always about it. You understand what I'm saying? Always about it in God's word. Everything I have is because I'm about it in the works of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? God has blessed me. Why? Because I'm about it in his work. Y'all got to hear what I'm saying when I tell you this. Always keeping God at the forefront of everything that I do. Sometimes I forget. I ain't gonna lie to you. I go to work at I work here. I'm in it, and I go to work and I'm dealing with folk, and they dealing with me too. I'm sure, you know. And sometimes I'll go into a meeting or I'm in a meeting and I forget about, you know, you don't think about church. You don't think about none of the things that are going on. I'm in this, and they're tossing money around and I'm trying to grasp it and understand what I'm, how can I help them not lose this or make this and this. But every now and then God will put in my mind who I am in him. He says, trust me. Or give me a scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, kid. Don't lean on your own understanding. Unto your own understanding in all your ways, acknowledge me and I'll direct you. Trust me. And you can't stand up in the meeting and say, "Ooh, thank you, Jesus." That's why I'm so excited. I can praise God here among people who should, and I hope, praise God too, right? Abounding in the work of the Lord. So much so, everything you say, everything you do, not every word to come out of your mouth, but it's in your head, y'all. It's in your spirit, y'all. That's not the right word, is it, dear? Yeah, y'all. It's in you. Paul writes this letter to the church, and he tells the church, he said this, Pastor Gloria. And this is such, man, this is so deep here. Brother Larry, people usually don't speak these words until you're dead and you can't hear them. Really. I preach funerals for me. I'm preaching to live folk today. Nobody's dying. Paul writes this. He says, look, or behold, I'm going to show you a mystery. This should keep you happy. This is why you should be shouting. I want to show you a secret. Nobody knows about this. You got to understand what he was telling them. Nobody knew about it. Oh. Knew about what? What was going to happen when we leave this world? They didn't understand it. So Paul says, I want to show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. Young people, hear this. What are kids at? Downstairs? Tell them when you go home, mothers, fathers. Just because you're living here today don't mean you're going to die. It says, we shall not all sleep. Everybody, this thing is going to carry out. Everybody, we know about it. It's in the word. You're going to be caught up. It says, some of us who are here, I don't plan on being here that long. I don't know if he's going to come back tomorrow, but I don't know. He says, but if I am here, I won't go to sleep. I'm not going to die. It says, behold, I show you a mystery. That's the mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Ha. Huh. Brother Emmanuel, we shall be changed. You shall be changed. In a moment, God, in the twinkling of an eye, you ever seen anybody's eye? He says, the last trump. Listen to this, y'all. This is what Paul says, be steadfast. This is why we should be steadfast, unmovable. Come on now. Because there's something in store for us, y'all. God has made has a plan for us. God has something in store for us. He says, listen to this. He says, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. John, the writer of Revelation, writes this. He says, Jesus had on his vesture and on his thigh a name which nobody knew but he himself. And the name said King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he says, at the last trump, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are left shall be caught up.
Y'all don't want to hear that, do you? Y'all want to live forever.
I know you do. I do too. But we're going to be caught up. If I don't die, it says, you shall be caught up to meet him in the air. You're not just going to stay in the air, though, but you shall be caught up to meet him. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. This is what Paul is writing. This is what drives him to tell us, be steadfast, y'all. And we have to be. In this world, I turned on the news this morning and they're talking this, that, and the other. When I was a child, growing up in Southeast Arkansas in 1960, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70. Interesting place, I'm going to tell you, it was probably not the best place in the world. And you did not hear about things happening. Well, you heard about it, but it wasn't as often. Son shooting up his father, mother, or family, or something of that nature, or anything like that. It was uncommon to hear. But now we hear about it so much, it's like, okay, what's next? It's on the news. Things are changing is what I'm trying to tell you. And even so, with things changing, I'm still, what, steadfast. I'm still holding on to God. I'm still trusting in God. I got to, you all. I got to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to look to Jesus. Mother used to sing a song. She says, if my mother don't pray, don't you stop praying. Pray on my child. I got a home on high. Yes, I got a home on high. If they talked about me, you know, y'all notice, y'all don't know that. You still got to trust. You still got to pray. You still got to believe. You have to be steadfast in your belief, steadfast in your walk, steadfast in your talk, steadfast in coming to church. Not in and out, but here. Yeah? Yeah. Because this life is funny, man. We know it. We seen it. So when things come at you like they came at me, you got to be ready. And be willing to give up. You get to a point in this walk where, Lord, if I don't make it through, I'm still going to trust you. I'm steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the works of the Lord. Always being about God's business. Always doing the things that God would have me to do. Always trusting. Always believing. Always hoping. That's what we have to do. Hope, 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 hope. And hope make it not ashamed. There's nothing wrong with it. Hope in Christ. Hope. There's a better day ahead. Hope. There's something in store for you. Hope. You haven't seen. The Bible tells me this. Eyes have not seen. ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for those that love him. I got to believe that God has something better for me. He does. He told me in his word. And I believe his word. I can't even imagine, Larry, what God has in store for me. I can't even conceive it, what God has planned for me. Oftentimes when you hear this preach, preachers are talking about on this side of glory. But I'm looking forward for it on the other side. You understand what I'm saying? Everything that I do, everything that I say, when it comes to the word of God, has nothing to do with down here. But holding on to God and trusting him while you're here. But the greater comes, hear me now, the greater comes when God comes back. That's hard. People don't like to hear it. But that's the truth. Paul is writing that so folks would not get discouraged at what they were doing. He explained to them the transformation process that was going to take place. He explained to us what we had to go through. We got to go through some things in this life. He wrote about it. But at the end of everything, he says, be steadfast. Hold on to it. Unmovable. Don't let nothing shake you. Sickness, don't let it shake you. Death, don't let it shake you. Loss of loved ones, loss of anything, job, money, don't let it shake you. We were talking about that just a minute ago. Ain't gonna let it shake us. Trusted in God, y'all. Will help you do more than you could ever think or imagine in Christ Jesus. Just trust him. Just trust him. There's a point in your life where you get to a place where you can't do nothing but trust him. Rose, isn't it right? I couldn't do anything but trust God. There's a point you all going to get there, I bet you. Put money on it, I bet you. Well, you're going to have to trust him. I guarantee you that. You're going to have to. I'll be willing to bet. There's a point in your life where you can't do nothing but trust God. All the things that you're doing right now, here, right here, right here, listen to what I'm telling you, it's preparing you for that time. Yeah. It's prepared you. It's prepared you, Pastor Gloria. You know it is. It's prepared you for when you get to that time. Will you trust him? Paul writes it. He says, I'm telling you what's going to take place and what's going to happen. This is where we are. This is what's going to proceed. First and foremost, everything else. But knowing all of this is going to take place before, you got to be steadfast. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up, Linda. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up, brother. Brother, don't give up. That's old age or either other thing. Brother Emmanuel. Don't give up. Be steadfast, unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, because you know that your work, the things that you're doing for God, y'all, I'm not just saying going to work every day. I'm talking about your work in here, your work in Christ Jesus. Your work is not in vain. Y'all understand me when I tell you this, that we're hoping. I'm saved. This is one of the things I prayed. I'm going to say this and sit down. I remember when I first got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. I didn't just get saved. I was filled with the Holy Ghost and the evidence of speaking in tongues. Seriously, it was coming from a Methodist kid, African Methodist Episcopal Zion, where they didn't talk about it, AME Zion. That's where I grew up, come up in that, right? how I'm feel. Turning over flips and speaking in tongues and hollering. I didn't know what was going on. Coming out of that environment, now I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, right? Going through changes in life, still. But God solidified in me a hope. A hope in Him, a trust in Him, a belief in Him, that no matter what I went through, whatever I go through, that I'm still in Him. You can't shake me from that now. True story. Drug addict on crack cocaine or whatever they're doing now. That hope in God. Drugs might impact the body, but it ain't go. You can't touch what God has placed in you. You understand what I'm saying? This is different. The body is different from the spirit. Y'all hear me? So what God has put on the inside of me, nobody can take away. Nobody can change it. You can destroy the body, but you can't destroy my spirit. What God has deposited in me, no man can take away. Brother Mike, you can't do it. No. That keeps me in Christ Jesus. It keeps me in Christ. It keeps me in that place where you can't take me out of. Stand on your feet, and I'm going to tell you this. We're going to pray. 11:24. Amen. The writer, the apostle, excuse me, I apologize. He understood that there would be some that would be unsure about what was to come. He also understood that there would be people that would tell you one thing and it wasn't what was true. His hope was to dispel untruth and to encourage the believer. Letting him or her know that there is something greater than what we could ever imagine down here. There is something greater in store for us, y'all. And y'all know I'm telling the truth. Because if there wasn't, you could just go out there and do whatever you wanted to do. Because there's nothing, no repercussions, nothing else. Understanding that in this walk, that we would face some doubts, we would face some ups and downs and changes and all those turns around. Sickness and health. Be steadfast. Ups and downs. Be steadfast. Turns arounds and being lied on, being talked about, being looked at different. Don't let it move you. Folks don't like you, keep on walking. Keep walking. Keep abounding. Keep working for Jesus, Pastor Gloria. Talked about. Keep working.